Here we see the actual temple of God, where God dwells. He gives us a picture of what it's like in that temple. And you have these huge creatures with eyes all over that have different head structures and six wings. And they're flying around and they're just crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." And everything is shaking. This is what the temple of God is like. This is an amazing picture. I mean, the man on the street, the woman on the street, they don't know this. They don't know it. But we get to look into it. This is what it looks like in God's throne room. We are in Isaiah chapter 6. Amazing, amazing chapter. Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to start reading from verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." We talked a little bit about Uzziah when we started this book of Isaiah. This is the first king under which Isaiah started his ministry. And Uzziah was a good king. He had a heart for the Lord. He had a falling in his life, as many of us do, where he went into the temple. He went into the temple of the Lord and he tried to offer up an offering that only the priest should be able to do. And for that insolence, God struck him with leprosy as a result of that. So he was struck with leprosy as a result of that. So now he had to live, he couldn't live in the palace. He lived in a separate place for about 10 years, fulfilling out his reign separate, and his son co-reigned with him during that last 10 years of his life, which would mean, according to the scriptures, that every time someone was coming close to him, he would have to shout the words, "Unclean, unclean." So he was the king of the southern kingdom of Judah, and the Judah was actually quite large at this time. If you look at the kingdom of Judah, so you had Judah, and then you had also Benjamin. But Simeon had already been subsumed. If you read about the curses that came upon Simeon and Levi because of when they first went into Samaria, they killed an entire people group. Simeon and Levi did. And because of that, they were cursed by their father upon his deathbed. And it says that they would never really receive land in the inheritance. And the Levites never really got any land. They were dispersed all around. The Simeonites got some land in the southern part of Israel. But that land was then subsumed by Judah. You see this if you look in the early maps of the division of the land among the Israelites, you'll see Simeon down near the bottom. But then you see, if you look at some of the later maps, Simeon is gone because it's been subsumed. And so you had this extension now. And what Uzziah did is because he built engines of war, really an amazing, amazing king, he was able to extend the borders all the way down to Eilat. Eilat is, if you look at Israel today, it's that southernmost tip. And he had extended it all the way down to Eilat. It's interesting, you had Israel in the north, Judah in the south, but Judah constituted Judah and Benjamin and part of and Simeon, because Simeon was part of it now. And if you look at the land mass, 2/3 of the land of Israel was Judah. 1/3 was the other tribes. So you had these other 10 tribes, and they were in the northern part, but that was only 1/3 of the territory. So Judah was quite influential. And in fact, not at this point, but later on, when the Assyrians are going to attack the northern kingdom and displace and take out the Jews that live there and spread them around this Assyrian kingdom and move in other people, like these are the ones that eventually became the Samaritans. Many from all the different tribes came down into Judah. So Judah actually is going to end up representing many of the tribes. They fled the Assyrians and they came down into the southern part of the kingdom. But this is earlier on in this. And it says, in the year of King Uzziah's death. So that's 739 or 740 BC. So that gives you a place and time for that. And that really marks it for us.